as the presidential candidates debate immigration reform and refugee policies. Many European countries are facing the everyday reality of historic migration. In Germany, the city of Düsseldorf has taken in more than 5,000 migrants in just the last year from countries such as Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq. The Düsseldorf mayor, Thomas Geisel, was just at Tufts University the other day to accept an award for diplomacy during the refugee crisis in Europe. So we had him into our studios to talk about migrants and began by asking how a city roughly the same size population as Boston accommodates such a large influx of people in such a short period of time.
We have already a severe housing problem, so we improvise. We set up some provisional housing arrangements. We have some modular accommodation that is basically containers that house altogether some 200 people at one spot in the city.
In hindsight, were you ready?
Well, we made one very wise decision. In September 2014, we set up what we called the Round Table Refugees and Asylum Seekers. And this round table assembles all institutions in the city that can contribute to meet this challenge. All agencies, all offices of my city administrations are represented there, all help organizations, the churches, but also the business communities, sports associations. And this round table helped to make the situation very transparent. They're meeting every other month, and so everybody always knows how many people have come in the last 2 months, how many do we expect in the month to come, and what has to be done, what can I contribute. This is a challenge that can only be met if everybody works together.
But you have had, because I've read this, I know you have witnessed a rise in xenophobia.
Well, in some places of Germany also, I mean, these right-wing rallies that draw a lot of people in places like Dresden, for example. In Düsseldorf, they never managed to attract more than 100 people. To my knowledge, very, very few of them actually came from Düsseldorf. And we had quite powerful counter-demonstrations with thousands of people that said that these right-wing xenophobic moves have absolutely no fertile ground in Düsseldorf.
What's the most significant response still lacking, either in Düsseldorf or across Germany or across the entirety of the EU, do you think?
Well, I mean, what is really lacking is any solidarity on the EU level. It's a disgrace how European leaders basically do not comply with the values that they have signed when they signed the EU treaties.
You know? There really is no sign yet that the EU is going to come together in a sort of unified way to come up with a strategy for this. Are you worried that the migrant crisis or the migrant issue will break apart the EU?
Well, the way that Europe is dealing with it may indeed challenge the coherence of the European Union, yes.
Some of the biggest concerns of U.S. citizens are money. How much is bringing migrants here going to cost Americans? Are these folks here for my job? And also, of course, how do we know that that person is not a terrorist? I'm sure some of the questions from citizens here are the same as the ones you faced, yes?
Absolutely. This is something we need to go after. I mean, to the extent that these people have not yet been registered, we need to register them. The issue with money, when I look at my city's budget, I mean, this is a tremendous challenge. Now, finally, the federal government and also the state government of North Rhine-Westphalia, they have understood that they cannot leave this burden to the cities. I mean, the cities are already, some of them, luckily not Düsseldorf, at the brink of bankruptcy, so to speak. I mean, so we need to be financially supported. And the third thing you raised was whether they take away jobs. That's not the issue. At least in booming cities like Düsseldorf, we have a very tight labor market. So the Chamber of Commerce, they are quite happy that we have.
Because there's a new source of labor.
Exactly. There's a new source of labor. What is, of course, very important is, first of all, that these people speak German. I mean, language is the key to professional success. And the other thing is that we qualify them. I mean, when I look at the Syrians, I mean, there are quite a few highly qualified people. There are doctors, there are people with an academic background, but there is also a lot of unskilled labor. But as I observe it, they are very motivated, and they are basically the workforce force that we need. The baby boomer generation in Germany retires. I mean, we have a tremendous shortage.
And finally, the lessons for U.S. cities from your experience, should at some point a large number of migrants start to flow here?
Well, I was awarded an award for diplomacy, so I need to express myself in a diplomatic way. I have very little understanding that the U.S. is only willing to accept 10,000 Syrians. I think the U.S. clearly is no role model for the civilized world in that regard.
That's pretty harsh.
It's true.
The mayor of Dusseldorf, Thomas Geisel, thank you very much for coming in. Very, very good to meet you. And good luck.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.